मौनौ व्याख्या प्रकटित परब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकरितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चात्मेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रम् सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमतितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। भीष्माचार्य गेव अप हिज बॉडी इन द बैटल फील्ड आफ्टर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ मॉर्निंग पीरियड आफ्टर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ श्राद्ध सेरेमनी Bhagavan, along with Yudhishthira and other Pandavas, went to Hastinapura, tried to console Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, because they were the actual losers. So, in the pretext of showing his love, Dhritarashtra wanted to bless everyone. But he was very much angry with Bhima. Bhima not only killed all the Kauravas, he drank the blood of Dushasana. So that was a heinous crime. So he was very angry with Bhima. So when Bhima was approaching for blessing, Dhritarashtra told, "You should embrace me." Bhagavan by the time showed some signal, "Don't go near to him." So by the time, by his Maya Shakti, he has made one iron Bhima and nicely pushed that iron Bhima. That iron statue of Bhima. So Dhritarashtra embraced it. He embraced with such a intensity of love that iron Bhima statue simply has broken. But Dhritarashtra thought that he has killed Bhima. So he started crying, "Oh, out of my anger I have killed like that." Then Bhagavan told, no, it is only iron statue. Original Bhima is here like that. He now pushed the original Bhima. That much angry he was. And Gandhari also very much angry, not on Pandavas, but on Bhagavan himself. Because according to Gandhari, Bhagavan is Sarvajnaha Sarvashaktima. So he could have converted Duryodhana and he could have avoided the war. But Bhagavan is not at all responsible for any of these things. He is a simple sakshi. And he tried his level best to avoid. But according to Gandhari, like any ordinary person, she thought, whatever may be the condition of the individual, Bhagavan has some magic pills. So our children also have that idea. So whole year they will spend without studying. Near the examination, then they go to Ganapati or someone, stand in front, hey, use your magic pill and make me to get pass, like that. Similarly, Gandhari thought that Krishna should have been avoided all this Kula Nasha, Kuru Vamsha Nasha. So she gave a curse that as my Kuru Vamsha was destroyed, so your Vrishni Kula also will be destroyed. Like that, she gave a curse. Bhagavan was really happy now, because Vrishni Kula has become now invincible, very powerful. Nobody is there to destroy them. So now he got one excuse. Not only they were adharmic, they got curse of Gandhari also. Therefore only they destroyed. Like that he can tell to the society. So he received a curse with all happy mood. And all the mourning period over, so he made Yudhishthira as an emperor. By his own hands he performed that Pattabhisheka ceremony and did Abhisheka, Pattabhisheka to Yudhishthira. While Pattabhisheka was going on, while everyone was happy, in happy mood, Bhagavan cried, it seems. For Kunti, it is a wonder, because when dangerous things happen, he was laughing. Now auspicious thing is happening, why this fellow is crying? So she asked for reason. Then Bhagavan told, Rinametat pravruddhamme hrutayannapasatvati he govindedi shukrosha krishnamam duravasinam. Bhagavan told, today I got rid of rinam, debt. Rinam, to whom you had debt? Rinam means that debt. From whom you got a loan so that you are a debtor, now you are crying. That much weight it is. Yes, yes, this cry is not out of shoka, it is a ananda shru. It is out of happiness. Today I am get rid of the debt. I had a debt towards Draupadi. What type of debt? Debt called bhakti, sharanagati rana, it is called. She prayed to me without any shame that even though all of her family members were there in the Asat Sabha, that Sabha wherein she was disrobed or dishonored, she did not call any person. Hey, Yudhishthira, you are my husband. It is your duty that you have to protect my honor. No. They are all sitting in front of Duryodhana. Nor she went to Bhishmacharya or Dronacharya and cried for help. She asked them, is it proper that in your presence these things can happen? That's all. She never asked any protection from them. But she asked protection from me. Knowingly, I am Duravasino. Knowingly that I am not in Hastinapura, I am in Dwaraka. Duravasi means I am living somewhere else. So knowingly, if she calls me, that please come and protect, that means she should have faith that her cry reaches me. Correct? That means what? She knows that I am Sarvajnaha. I can hear the cry even though I stay in Dwaraka. The cry happens in Hastinapura, Delhi. it should reach where? Gujarat. So how can you cry? Mic set idea, mobile idea. Enilla. But she had that faith that I am Sarvajnaha. And I am Sarva Shakti Man. I can help her, though I am not in Hastinapura. That is another knowledge. Even though I am Duravasi, still she had faith that I can help. Not only she knows that I am Sarvajnaha, Sarva Shakti Man, but she was very much convinced that I am Kripalu, that I will certainly protect her. So because of this faith, she cried, Hey Govinda, Hey Krishna. Therefore, all these 13 years, I had to carry the debt for her Shraddha, for her faith. Though I have saved her honor by sending some mystical parcel, courier service, first courier service in the creation is that only. But still, I could not pay back that debt born out of her Shraddha, her Bhakti. And I was wandering all these years. What is the way to pay back? So, Bhagavan says, he struggled a lot. Not only he saved her honor, but he saved her Mangalya also from Durvasa Rishi. You know that story. When Duryodhana tried to destroy them during their Vanavasa, during the Vanavasa of Pandavas, he could not do anything. But at the same time, a lot of jealous was there in his mind. So he took a religious way of destruction. What it is? Called Durvasa Rishi. And Durvasa Rishi is a famous person to get anger. That was his idea. Unless Bhagavan gives command, he will not get anger. He doesn't know. Duryodhana doesn't know. Rishis get anger. Only Bhagavan, at Bhagavan's command. He thought, I will try to provoke him so that he will get angry. Then they, because of that anger, they will get destroyed. So nicely he fed all the Rishis. All the Rishis means how many? 10,000 Rishis were there always with Durva's Rishi. He was Kulapati, head of the entire community. So nicely he fed. And angry sadhus generally, you can please them immediately, with small things. Again next moment they will be angry also. So nicely he pleased them all and requested Durvasa Rishi, please you should give the opportunity to serve you to my younger brothers also, Pandavas. That is the boon I ask, if you want to give anything, since you have taken food in my house. So Durvasa Rishi thought, one more food is waiting then. So he told, all right, I will go. Then Shakuni Mama, as usual, came, gave one small correction in that boon. You should not go before sunset. Evening only you should go. What happens, they know. Their lifestyle of the Pandavas in Vanavasa, they know. Because Draupadi was not cooking. Yudhishthira was keeping so many rishis and sadhus and feeding them even in Vanavasa. How it was possible? Surya Narayana, Bhagavan Surya Narayana gave an Akshaya Patra. As long as Draupadi wants to feed anyone, she can feed. But once she has fed all, once she has taken food, then up to next day, food is not available for anyone. So Shakuni thought, or Duryodhana thought, if they go in the late hours, certainly Draupadi will not be able to feed, then Durvasa Rishi as usual will get angry, then things are as usual, will become bhasma, they will become bhasma. So Durvasa Rishi went to forest, and as even they approached, Yudhishthira thought, Yudhishthira is most impractical person, you know. Very good man, noble man, but most impractical person. So by habit of Atithi Puja, all the time he is habituated to feed everyone, Aye, Aye, Baitiye. Please come and take food like that. Because of that habit, he invited Durvas Rishi and others, please come and have food. Forgetting that already everybody has taken food. So Durvas Rishi told, yes, yes, I am going for Sandhya. After finishing that, I will come and eat. So having invited, when Yudhishthira went to Draupadi and informed that the Durvas Rishi and his disciples are coming, then Draupadi scolded him. Hey, you are most impractical person. You know that what is happening in Vanavasa. And you have invited them. Why? What is the problem? You feed everyone? I feed everyone, but before my eating, I feed everyone. Now it is already evening. So I have taken food also. So only one time they used to take food. And I washed the vessel also, Akshaya Patra, nothing is there. And he have called, invited the rishis. What will happen, I don't understand. So whenever she don't have any answer for some problems, her natural habit of her mind is what? Krishna, that's all. As even she, with all dejection, when she uttered Krishna, immediately Bhagavan was there in front of her. Draupadi, I am very hungry. All the while I am traveling from Dwaraka to this Vanavas place. So, please feed me. Then again she scolded. I am in trouble. And you are increasing my trouble also. So, Bhagavan told, all the while you are in trouble only. When you invited me with happy mood, you tell. Artha Bhakti. Draupadi's Bhakti is always Artha Bhakti. We will talk about those troubles. Please feed me first. No, no, I have washed the vessel. Nothing is there. Go and see, something will be there. So there was a small piece of food, maybe rice or something. Some version says it is rice, some version says it is spinach. So Bhagavan took that small particle of food and told to himself that I am satisfied. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtihi prinite prinitam jagat. Once Bhagavan is satisfied, the entire world is satisfied. So he told, oh, my stomach is full now. As even he told this with all bhava, then there the rishis who went to do Sandhya Vandana after taking bath in the river, they felt their stomach is full. They wondered, hey, we have not taken food at all. What happened? Then somebody told, no, yesterday that Duryodhana's palace we took, na, we might have put some soda. That soda is there, soda? In hotels nowadays they put that soda. So it creates bulging. So like that maybe side effect. So today we cannot have food. So we will go this way itself. Without going to Yudhishthira's place, we will go to our place like that. They decided and they went. So that is the way he saved Draupadi from Durvasa's curse. And he saved her from his greatest battlefield, saved her Mangalya from all types of threats. One Acharya imagines or describes the threats which the Pandavas faced in battlefield. Bhishma Dronatata Jayatrata Jala Gandharani Lotpala Shalyagrahavati Kripena Vahani Karnena Vela Kula Ashwathama Vikarna Ghora Mahkara Duryodhana Vartini Sotirna Khalupanda Vairananati Kaivartaka Keshavaha. He was wondering how these Pandavas crossed the river called Rana Nadi. Battlefield is compared to a river. And river will have two banks. Who are they? Bhishma and Drona. You cannot break them. That much of powerful people they were. Bhishma Drona Tata Jayatrata Jala. There was one Jayatrata, brother-in-law of Yudhishthira, who has married Duryodhana's sister, Dushchala. Very powerful person, and he got a boon from Shiva to conquer Arjuna. Jayatrata Jala Gandhara Neelotphala. Shakuni Mama is like a creeper which is inside the waters. So what happens when somebody dies inside the water? The creepers will not allow the person to move and to swim. Gandhara Neelotphala Shalya Grahavati. Shalya was there. That is our Sahadeva, Nakula Sahadeva's uncle, Shalya. Like a crocodile, Grahavati, Shalya Grahavati, Kripena Vahani, Krupacharya is current of the river. Karnena Velakula, that whales they call, na? Who is that whale? Simply it will swallow. Who is that? Karna. Like that, lots of dangers were there, but still, Aho Aascharyam, wonder of wonder, that Pandavas cross the river. How? Kaivarta Kaha Keshava. Bhagavan happened to be the boatman, so saved her Mangalya from all threats. And even he did a menial, so-called menial jobs like being a messenger, being a charioteer, being a servant. For all these services for what sake? To pay back this debt. He was even criticized by the critics, abhaktas, as a liar. Because he has done a vow that I will be a Nirayudha Pani. I will not use weapon. Bhishmacharya, in the last class we saw how he made Bhagavan to took the Chakrayudha. So they started criticizing him as a liar. And even he gave out Vedanta Shastram, Gita Shastram, because of this debt only. Somehow he had to convince Arjuna. Arjuna, Atma is different from body. From Atma standpoint, you cannot kill Bhishma and Drona. From the body standpoint, you have to kill Bhishma and Drona because it is your Swadharma, like that. All these things he did to pay back the phala of one Nama Sankirtana. Why Bhagavata mentions that? Nama Sankirtana is that much powerful. But if it is done in a habitual way, it is not powerful. But with all heart and soul, if somebody says to the Lord, O Lord, I belong to you. Bhagavan says, it is a truthful statement as far as I am concerned. And I do anything and everything to protect that word. Because once somebody surrenders to me, O Lord, I belong to you. So it is my possession. He is my possession. I have to take care of my possession. Govinda Bhujaguptaya. All the people who are surrendered to him are under the protection of Bhuja, arms of the Lord. In every avatara, Bhagavan demonstrates this, that Sharanagata Vatsalat. Anybody who surrenders to me, I protect him. In Ramayana, we can see that when Vibhishana comes and surrenders, Sakruteva Prapannaya Tavasmi Tichayachate Abhayam Sarvabhutebhyo Dattam Yetat Vratam Mama. He says, it is my vow, Vratam. So I cannot give up. Standard vow. When I created this creation, I have given a vow. Anybody asks me or calls me with all faith, I will come and protect. What type of protection they need, accordingly I put. Understand? So that Saranagata Tattva is demonstrated in entire Mahabharatam. Mahabharatam is nothing but to demonstrate the power of Nama Sankirtana and the Vatsalya, that is grace of the Lord. Therefore, in our life also, Sharanagati with Nama Sankirtanam is the means for protection of our life. We do so many securities. Correct? Bank security, insurance security, this security, that security. You do that, but with the knowledge that they are not actual securities. Even the insurance company, which says that I will give security, has taken shloka from Gita only. Yoga kshema vahamyaham. Local yoga kshema, that is. But actual yoga kshema is Bhagavan only. And the entire Mahabharatam has a philosophy. Draupadi represents the Shakti of the Devatas. That's why one person becomes the wife of five different Devatas. But actually it is not one person. Five Shaktis appearing in the form of Draupadi. That's why when Draupadi is with someone, other four brothers cannot consider her as their wife. When she leaves 1 year with one brother, after that she has to enter the fire, then come out of that fire as new person. Because her birth itself from fire, that Yagakunda, she was not born through mother's womb. Yudhishthira is the representative of who? Yamadharma Raja. Arjuna is the representative of Indra. Bhima is the representative of Vayu Bhagavan. Like that, Devata's Shakti appeared in the form of Draupadi. Duryodhana is the representative of Kali. Kali, which is in the form of Ragadvesha. Ragadvesha means what? Lot of desires and jealous. Matsarya, Mada and Matsarya. So it tries to put down the Devatas. How? By humiliating the Shakti of the Devatas. It tries to put down the Devatas' power. So that time, when Devata's Shakti surrendered to the Lord, then Bhagavan comes and protects that Shakti. When Bhagavan told that today, the purpose of my avatara is over. What is the purpose of avatara? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. To establish the dharma in the society, I come, I manifest in the form of human being or any other form. So today everything is over. I want to go to Dwaraka. Then all the relatives, Pandavas and others, naturally, they were unhappy because all the while they enjoyed the blessing of the Lord. So they told, please stay, sir, for some more days. So 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, like that few months he stayed. Having stayed in Hastinapura for some more months, then finally Bhagavan decided that I should go to Dwaraka. It was impossible for all Pandavas even to think of separation from Bhagavan. Na sehire vimuktyanto viraham shargadanvanaha satsangan mukta suddussango hatum notsahate buddhaha. Shukacharya says it was impossible for them to even think of being separated from Bhagavan. Because even for an ordinary person, separation from sadhus itself creates proud, dukkha. One who is freed from dussanga due to satsanga, he is not able to get rid of the attachment of the sadhus. How can these Pandavas even think of separation from the Hari? When spiritual aspirants hear the Lord's glory, very hearing make them not to forget the Lord. What to talk about those who enjoyed the companionship of the Lord in person? Due to the departure of the Lord, everybody started crying. Some shed tears openly, some tried to restrict their cry. Because when somebody departs, you should not cry. You can see that in families, mothers cry when daughter is going to her husband's house. They only selected boy, okay, and they know that this girl cannot live with themselves. She has to go to her husband's house. So they only selected the boy, they only gave her in marriage. But when daughter goes, they cry. Why? So why you cry? So mother says, my daughter is going. Okay, keep her with you. No. Then stop crying. Either do this or do that. Because it is apashakuna. When somebody departs, if you cry. So some thought, Bhagavan is going, we should not cry. So they try to restrain their crying. Accompanied by Pandavas, Uddhava, Satyaki and Arjuna, the Lord sitting in the chariot and his departure is announced in a loud trumpet voices. So as even the chariot moves in on the road, everybody heard this. Bhagavan is going like that. So entire Hastinapura shocked to know his departure. So all the women were eager to see him, last glimpse. They don't know when he will come back again. So it became a big procession. And in that procession, all these sadhus, rishis also were there. Bhagavan is sitting in the chariot. Rishis are walking. So Bhagavan thought, it will not do good. When rishis walk, when elders walk, I am sitting inside the chariot. So he also got down. The same scene comes in Ramayana also. When Bhagavan Ramchandra wanted to go to Vanavasa, that time all the rishis and brahmanas, they accompany him in their walking. Here also, while accompanying, Ashruyanta Shisha Satya Tatra Tatra Dvijeritaha Nanurupa Nurupascha Nirgunasya Gunatmanaha. As even they were walking, some of the rishis shed tears. Some of them gave blessings. And they gave blessing, may you be happy and live long. Shukacharya says, this blessing appeared to be appropriate one, at the same time, it is not appropriate one. Anurupa gunatmanaha, na anurupa nirgunasya. If you consider Bhagavan as Bhagavan, how can you bless him? So nirguna vastu you cannot bless. But avatara you can happily bless. With the idea that he is Bhagavan, still gunatmanaha. Gunatmana he has with all qualities, human qualities. As a human being, he is entitled for blessings of the sadhus. And Bhagavan himself wanted to show to the world that you see how much I am happy, glorious because of their blessing. Because sadhus bless me all the time. Therefore, I am happy. So, entire procession was just moving. And all the women, they who were standing on the terrace or on the front veranda, so they started talking about the Lord. What they talk? They started talking. See, here is our creator going on. He has created the entire creation, created this world and created us also. And in front of us he is going in chariot. Savaikilayam purushah puratano sayeka asit avishesha atmani agre gunebhyo jagatatmani ishvare nimilitatman nishisupta shaktishu. The greatness of Krishna Avatara is, it was so much open that he is Bhagavan. Even ordinary people and women knew that he is Bhagavan. Rama Avatara, only few rishis knew. When one rishi came, Aham Vetmi Mahatmanam Ramam Satya Parakram. One rishi came, Vishwamitra rishi came to Dasharatha's palace and told that your son is not a, is not an ordinary son. Aham Vetmi Mahatmanu, I know him as a Mahatmanaha, Bhagavan himself, Ramam Satya Parakram. When Dasharatha heard, whether he believed it or not, we don't know. If he would have believed, he would have sent Rama immediately with Vishwamitra. But he swooned and refused to give Rama. Here you see, in Krishna Avatara, everybody knows. Who is going there? Bhagavan pa. Our Bhagavan is going. Like a anyone. That is the grandness of Krishna Avatara. Even illiterate people knew him as Bhagavan. They said to one another, see my dear, here goes the Paramatma, author of the Vedas. Here goes that entity which is known through only Veda. Here goes our creator. Here goes the spiritual goal of all sadhanas, of the all the sadhus in the creation. Here goes the subject matter of Veda and Vedanta. Here goes means what? It is pratyaksha gochara. The entity which they are seeing is a pratyaksha gochara. But their understanding is what? It is not available for pratyaksha. What is the definition for Bhagavan? That which is not available for pratyaksha and which is behind all the workings of sense organs. Adhokshajaha is name. Akshaja means indriyas. One who is in front of the indriyas is called pratyaksha vastu. So Bhagavan is not available for our indriya. So he is known through only shastra pramanam because he is hidden behind the indriya. He is behind the camera, not in front of the camera. If our sense organs are like camera, he is not in front of the camera, he is behind the camera. But what happens in the case of Krishna, they see Bhagavan as individual, at the same time their understanding is what? That he is the Paramatma. They started glorifying in this way. Aho alam shlagyatamam yadoh kulam, aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam, yadesha pumsa mrishabhasriyah patihi, svajanmana changramanena chanchati. Glorious indeed is the Yadukula. Glorious indeed is Madhuvana. Because very Shriyah patihi is born and living among them. What a fortune it is for Gopikas of Vrindavan. What a fortune it is for the wives of Krishna. So hearing all these compliments, Bhagavan was just walking, acknowledging their compliments by his smile. And Pandava brothers accompanied him for a long distance. The chariot went out of the city. Slowly, one by one, dropped off. How many distance he will walk? So, Bhagavan also persuaded Pandavas to go back. Please go back. Do your swadharma. I will go back. So, when he reached, after persuading and after making them to go back to Hastinapura, Bhagavan reached Dwaraka. In those days, there was no mobile phone. So, how to announce his arrival? Somebody goes in front of the chariot and announces, or his method is always a unique method. He took that Panjajanya, gave a good blow. So announcement over. Panjajanyam sound is very a different one. That sound was a signal about his arrival. For citizens of Dwaraka, it was a pleasant surprise. Generally, it is told that tomorrow he may come, day after tomorrow he will come. In this case, in this situation, it was a pleasant surprise. So people were excited about his arrival, with pleasant face and with various kinds of offerings in their hand. They welcomed him. Again, one more glorification. The Bhagavatam grandness is, for any situation, they will give one stuti, big, big stuti. So all the citizens of Dwaraka, just past scene is what? Previous scene is what? Citizens of Hastinapura were glorifying him. I am just passing, because if I start explaining all these shlokas, then we will never come to second chapter itself. That much big it is. Now the scene is, Dwaraka Vasins are very happy and they started glorifying. Again, Bhagavan acknowledged their greetings and devotion. Shukacharya says, bless the younger ones, embrace the equals, and got blessing from the elders. In that way, he arrived Dwaraka and went to his palace. Shukacharya says, the citizens of Dwaraka or any, never satisfied, even when they see all the time Bhagavan. Repeatedly people see, certain phases are, you cannot see second time, either out of irritation or jealous or something. This was a form which never gives satisfaction even after seeing repeatedly. Nityam nirikshamananam yadapi dvarakau kasam naiva tripyantihi drishaha shriyo dhamangam achyutam. Dwaraka Vasis are never satisfied in seeing him. How can one feel satisfied seeing an individual who is Shriyapatihi, Srinivasaha, whose face is the cup of beauty of all worlds, and whose arms are the strength of the Lokapalas, and whose feet is the residence of all sadhus? That is the essence of this entire stuti. Bhagavan's face is the beautiful one, because of whose reflection entire creation gets beauty. All the beauty we see in every individual's face or in nature is nothing but the reflection of Bhagavan's beauty. And the strength of Lokapalas, one who govern the lokas, whose strength it is actually? It is the strength of the Lord. The local police strength is what? Strength of the constitution. Correct. Locus Darwan is there, local Darwan, court Darwan, he also has one strength. In court, he will call Krishnamurti, Krishnamurti, Krishnamurti. That Krishnamurti may be CM also. Understand? So, who gave that power to call that CM? Constitution has given that. Similarly, all the Lokapalas govern this loka, creation, because of the strength of the Lord. And Bhagavan's feet is the actual residence of all the sadhakas and sadhus. When he entered the palace, first thing he did is what? He went to mother, Devaki. Bhagavan age itself that time more than 80 years, according to Mahabharata. So that time also mother Devaki was living, it seems. Maybe 100-120, old Ajji, old mother. So went to her and got her blessings. And at that age, Shukacharya says, at that age, she took Bhagavan and kept Bhagavan on her lap. That much of Mamata was there. So having received the blessings of parent, Devaki and Vasudeva and other elders, so he went to his own apartment wherein one apartment means were not one room or two rooms, 16,000 and odd families. Wives and children were excited to see him, and they thought that an entity which belonged to us simply is enjoyed by others also, Pandavas. All the time, Pandavas only enjoyed his presence, you know, not the family members. I guess this is the thing. Sadhus used to say, it seems in Bhagavan's leg, in Krishna Avatara, there was one chakra. Chakra means that wheel. The skating wheel is there, na? Like that. Out of ignorance, they thought, he belongs to me. Every wife thinks that husband belongs to me. Every child thinks that father belongs to me. But no one belongs to anyone. That is the rule, but it is ignorance. So they thought even Bhagavan belongs to us. He is my husband, he is my father. Like that they thought about him. Tamayam manyate loko hyasangam api sanginam atma upam yenam anujam vyaprunvanam yato buddha yataha abudaha. Since they are ignorant, tam asangam api sanginam iti manyate. He is asangavastu, all pervasive entity. Still they consider that he belongs to them. Not only that, tam me nire abala mudha strainyam chanuvrutam raha apramana vido bhartuhu ishwaram matayo yatha. Some thought that he is strainyaha. Strainyaha means one who is trilolaha. One who goes always behind the sense pleasures and women. Because 16,000 and odd. I think I told you, some Westerner asked Swami Chinmayanandji or someone, how can you worship a person who married 16,000 and odd? So spontaneously. Because in their religion, Bhagavan is brahmachari. Without wife. Father in heaven also has no wife. Son also did not marry. Okay, so it is very difficult for them to consider Bhagavan as a householder. Okay, even if he is a householder, one wife is okay. 16,000 and odd, how can you worship him? So it seems Chinmayanandji has told, that is the reason we worship him. You fellows cannot handle one or two. And he handled 16,000 and odd. So that is amanushya buddhi. Because of ignorance, people considered him. Many varieties of people were there when Krishna lived, you know. Krishna managed to live with all types of people. For us, the society we expect, a type of society only. My son should behave in this way only, my husband should behave in this way only, family members should behave in this way only. If they don't behave, I will turn my face and go. I won't talk, I won't relate, I won't transact. But in Krishna's case, he was so beautiful and very cleverly person to handle all types of people. Not only bhaktas, one group is bhaktas group is there, Narada and other rishis and all the time pouring the flowers. Just opposite Shishupala type of people. Just opposite is critics. Critics are neither this side or that side. So when he does some feats, they will consider him one moment, oh yes, he is Bhagavan only, really. What they told, Narada and others told, correct. Then once he married, didn't I tell you, he is also ordinary man. So there, this way, that way, their opinion about Bhagavan will be all the time wavering. So here Shukacharya says, Mudaha Strainyam Tam Strainyam Iti Menire. They consider him as a Sri Lola, a person who is behind the, who is for going for sense pleasures. But only rishis know, only the sadhus know, only jnanis know He is an entity which is an embodiment of purity, in whom there is not an iota of desire for sense pleasure. But what to do? With ignorant people he had to live. That is his prarabdha. Shukacharya tries to console himself. How grand thing it was. What is grand thing? All pervasive entity appearing as a particular form and repeatedly shows that it is all pervasive entity. Repeatedly Bhagavan, in Krishna Avatara, the grandness was, openly he will declare that he is Lord. So how? He had one flight. Garuda Bhagavan was flight. He'll sit in that Garuda Bhagavan flight, he'll roam everywhere. If you sit on a bird and roam, what will happen now? All media will be behind you only. Understood? They will make you as God, correct? It's an unimaginable feat. But it is a daily thing for him. And drinking fire, killing putana type of people. And an 11-year-old boy killing Kamsa type of people. Handling the wars, not one war, two wars. Wars after wars he handled. Creating a country, a Dwaraka, within one day. Creating Astinapura, which is only barren land, within a day. How this is all war? You cannot imagine that. But still, people consider him as a magician. Duryodhana and Shakuni and others used to say he is a magician. Even though he is a magician, the product of magic will be what? Huh? A magical product. Temporary product. Duryodhana considered that Indraprastha as the product of magic. But he wanted that magical product. The contradiction in thinking process I try to bring. So we don't want, nobody, a thinking person will never desire for dream money or magical money, because he knows that it is a magic. But in the case of Duryodhana, he says that it is a product of a magic by a magician called Krishna, but still he was behind it. All these are all because of due to ignorance. Now the story goes towards Vidura. Before the war, when Bhagavan came as the messenger, everybody suggested to Duryodhana to give back that Indraprastha or some other thing. That time Vidura also told, please give back. But Duryodhana refused to give back, insulted Vidura. So Vidura was fed up and he resigned his prime minister job and went for tapasya. He did not want to join the war like Balarama. He also went for tapasya. After 36 years he has come back. The story suddenly moved to 36 years. So went on pilgrimage and got wisdom from Maitreya Rishi. And he came back to Hastinapura. Why he came back? Because he had a debt towards his elder brother, Dhritarashtra. An old man, whatever happened, he is not getting vairagya. So many things happened in his life. But this Kalluli Manga, they call it. See, there is an instrument which is very stable. That instrument is used for mending the iron. Iron bars bend, but this instrument, which is stable, is not, nothing moved. So like that, Dhritarashtra was that type of person. Dhritam Rashtram, therefore Dhritarashtra. Fevical, he had fevical, and he used to hold that chair. Our luxury, our world, attachment, so much attachment. All the children passed away. Nobody is there. And Bhima now and then pricks also. Bhima has to take care of Dhritarashtra daily. That is the duty of Bhima. So it seems Bhima used to criticize him indirectly. So before giving food, it seems he used to say, Oh, the world, see, I am going to feed the dog. Like that, indirectly, without the knowledge of Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, if he knows that, he will give. Because Bhima suffered a lot because of the Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Still, Dhritarashtra did not get vairagya. His mind is not turning towards the Lord. Like our old people, 70 years over, no teeth, and still that chakli, murku, something eatable, attracts them. So they go for dental care. Dental care. For what? To eat more and more nice things. And kapal bhati, this bhati, that bhati is there, na? Pranayama exercise. For what? So that they can live long. Live long for what? To play some spade cards and gambling, something. Like that. Up to the end, certain people's mind doesn't turn to the Lord. But this Vidura had compassion towards his elder brother. So he came back to take him to Vanavasa. Because in those days, our Indian culture gave two types of retirement schemes. One is, go to forest, live with wife, and spend your time in spiritual practices, eating what is available in the forest, staying in satsanga with sadhus or rishis. One retirement plan. Another retirement plan is, take sannyasa, give up wife also and go roam. How much you should roam? As much your body accepts you roam, finally you die. So entire culture had this. Old age home and problems, these are all, nothing was there. Boring, nothing. Just you give up your family members, go to another type of family, join them, that's all. Rishis will be there, sadhus will be there, they will be telling you, there is no end for stories in our culture. Any amount of story you study, there is no end. Puranas after Puranas. So you spend happily 20-25 years, even if you are a long living person. 70th age if you go away. That's why Shashtyabda Purti they call it. After Shashtyabda Purti, the person should not live in the family as a grahastha. He should become a vanaprastha. So the chavi kurtunna. He should give up the chavi. Chavi means what? Key. The responsibility to the children. Let them handle. Yes, everybody had in that culture, in our culture, everybody had an idea. This worldly life is a temporary one. It has a purpose, and we have grown in such a way by performing all our duties. Now it's a time for us to depart. But in some cases it was not easily followed. Therefore, others had to help them. Come, your time also has come. Please come out. So Vidura comes and takes over Dhritarashtra. The details of the story we'll see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोषणं ऋणां यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गो